Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
I don't want you monkey mouth sitting in my throne again. I'm mad, but I ain't stressed. True friends, one question. Where you and I was walking? Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off him. Kunta, black man taking no luck.
Oh yeah.
Where you and I was walking? Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off him. When you got the yams, the yam is the power that be. You can smell it when I'm walking down the street.
Oh, yes, we can.
I can dig rapping, but a rapper with a ghost rider. What the fuck happened?
Oh, no.
I swore I wouldn't tell. But most of y'all share bars like you got the bottle bunk in a two-man sale.
Something's in the water.
And if I got a brown nose for some gold, then I'd rather be a bum than a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off.
King Kunta,
black man taking no luck.
Oh, yeah.
Where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off. I was gonna kill a couple rappers, but they did it to themselves. Everybody's suicidal, they didn't even need my help. This elementary, I'd probably go to jail. If I shoot at your identity and bounce to the left, stuck a flag in my city. Everybody screaming Compton, I should probably run from air when I'm done. To be honest, and I put that on my mama and my baby boo too. 20 million walking out the court, buried, woo woo. Oh yeah, the judge had made it past 25. And there I was, a little nappy headed to with the world behind him. Life fake, but a fat screaming, Annie, are you okay? Yeah, you okay? Limo tinted with a gold plate, straight from the bottom. It's the belly of the beast, from a peasant to a prince to a king.
Oh yeah,
where you and I was.
By the time you hear the next pop, the funk shall be within you.
Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off.
King Kunta,
black man taking no luck.
Oh yeah,
where you and I was walking. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking. King Kunta, everybody wanna cut the legs off.
I remember you was conflicted, misusing your influence.
Yep, what's going on, everybody? 604 on the West Coast, 904 where I am here on the East Coast. Tampa, Florida, 917-889-3926. What's good? call it Hump Day Wednesdays, relationship Wednesday typically. But hey, listen, just ripped fresh out of the headlines. Yesterday, the video was released for a situation that went down in South Carolina on Saturday. Listen, smartphones are no joke. Video phones, video cameras, just video in general. You can't do anything in America right now without somebody capturing it on video. In this instance, thank God. Listen, tonight's topic, we're talking about the cop in South Carolina who was recently charged with murder. We say charged. Listen, something that's a rarity for shooting down black men in the country, this country anyway, charged with murder. We're talking about the death of Mr. Walter Scott over the weekend. CNN is running it like crazy. Just turn on the TV, folks. Pause for the calls, turn on the TV. But before we go any further, let's go all the way out to Charlotte, where Madam Boston's hanging out. I'm sure, you know, you've heard this story in Charlotte.
Of course, and good afternoon in the morning time.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I just saw it not too long ago. I was actually listening to the young man who recorded it. He gave an interview, exclusive interview, but we'll touch on that. But what's up, people? Thank you for stopping by.
Absolutely. Yeah. Interesting topic tonight. Hot chocolate comes to us from Itty Bitty Plant City. What's up, Mom? Welcome to the show.
I am here. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Get over that hump. We're almost to the weekend.
Trying to do it. No doubt. Hey, he's on the wheels of steel tonight, getting it off to a fucking start up in here. It's that dude, St. James, out of the DMV. What up, brother?
What up, man? Hey, man. Leg day today, man. Pardon me if I walk slow. It's leg day today, B.
Walk it out, brother. Walk it out as fast as you can.
I'm in between watching that CNN joint, and they have an unsung on Gina's boyfriend over there, Gerald Levert. So give him a shout out. He's on right now.
Got that picture, Gina.
I'm trying to tell you, he's on right now.
That's what's on my television right now on
TV. I'm trying to see you watching your Boudini. Good for you.
Whatever.
Ride or die. I like that. I like your style.
Y'all foolish.
Hey, real talk, real people, real times. We're that space. Social Lab, PM Mama Radio. We'll be right back. We'll be back. It's a 908.
I got the animal. 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 Well, I give her love and affection, she just wants some bread. I ain't talking to Texas, I just want some head. She from a pyro set where all them niggas be red. I ain't flying no flags, but I'm a gangster bitch. I said, send all the drugs, then I do that shit. Got a blue fleet of whips, I'm still hood nigga rich. You don't like the way I do it, nigga, eat a dick. I just call them when I want them, I don't need a bitch. You see me stunning with my diamonds on, everything proper. Your shit look grown, then your shit look copper. It's turning, homie, that's why you're turning on me. Admit it, I made it, I can't be faded. I roll it up in public, I'm a cancer man. Smoke it out in the open like I'm in Amsterdam. I do 100 miles an hour, switching lanes in my lane. Say my name around the globe, niggas know who I am. Yeah. I got the animal. 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 You say you hustle like a hustle, I be moving the shit. Had a couch in the U-Haul filled up with bricks. Got some straps and long clips filled up with lace. So when we counting that paper, it better come back correct. Out in New Orleans, baby, niggas hungry for bread. Gonna do that knife or stunt and get shot in your head. Hey, what I go through, they fuck with me, you dig? Got the eye of the tiger, I'm on that animal shit.
like a hog in line, ended up with an elephant. Yeah, I'm scared of rats, but I'm ready for anything. It's the unit, my nigga. Take a look at my face. See, if you test me, they'll arrest me. I'll be catching a case. New York or concrete jungle with niggas got to get paid. Get in the way of that paper and niggas got to get sprayed. Look at me wrong when you see. You'll be very afraid. I don't know how to behave. My thing crush out the cage. I got the animal.
Animal firm this time.
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 EM Hyman Radio Live, 9:11 p.m. here on the East Coast. Your girl, Hot Chocolate, sitting in with the general himself, T.M. Hyman, Save James, Madam Cee-Lo, Boston. And we are talking about our topic tonight, killing of an unarmed, yet again, black man in South Carolina. I'm actually, Walter Scott is his name, looking at some of the footage from, is this CNN that I'm looking at that's got a live feed from North Charleston, South Carolina right now. I was just saying to the crew that the young man, what is his name, CeeLo, who shot the video?
Oh, Faden, his name is Faden Santana.
I just missed that. I apologize. Faden Santana, young man who shot the video that is key where the officer has been charged. I kind of wish that he would have remained anonymous because I feel like he's going to...
Me too.
He's going to undergo a great deal of harassment behind this from, I would say, all over, you know, those who are supporting this officer. I hate to predict it, but, you know, people who are going to try and harass him for simply doing the right thing as a bystander and capturing something that was happening to someone who was innocent until where he should have been proven guilty. And from what I understand, he was pulled over because of a broken taillight or a taillight that was out.
Yep.
And you can put that in air quotes.
Oh, yeah, right, exactly. And his family is saying that they feel like they think he may have run or attempted to run because he was behind on child support. No man deserves to lose his life in the manner that he did because of that.
Right. Now they're not going to, that child is not only missing out on support, that child is missing out on a father.
A father, period. Exactly.
Yeah. That's bad, yeah. Yeah, because if we were all gauged off of how much we owe on anything, you know, how many people that wouldn't be, you know what? Yeah.
If that were the determining factor.
Right. And that is so crazy, because even if you're chasing him and then you shoot him while he's running away.
And from what I'm seeing on the video, he didn't reach for anything.
Did not.
Threw away the taser, because they highlighted that when the action went down. They highlighted him throwing the taser away, and then he's reached for his pistol and got the busting. So he really has, I don't believe he has a leg to stand on with this whole thing, but, you know, the way the system works,
yeah.
You never know.
Right. Because this is something that, you know, as a community, we have been dealing with for years, and also being told, you know, we're oversensitive about, you know, being pointed out or picked on or, you know, just selected on purpose to be harassed. And the good thing about the smartphones, like you were saying, T, they can't lie like they used to no more. I mean, they can still lie.
Not if it's caught like this.
Right. Because the thing is that he had no idea he was being recorded.
None.
But I'll tell you something, though. If you look at the video, when he first bust off and it was over, he did look around. He looked right at the dude that was filming the camera. I mean, that was actually filming, holding the camera. He looked at him. Now, I think he recognized them after it was already done. It was too late. Now, because I'm telling you, as I was watching the video yesterday, I was like, wow, whoever's doing this filming, they're brave, because they never stopped. And the way it went, it was so serious. It was so serious, really, after he had shot the man, that he could have shot him, whoever was
shot.
I mean, like literally. I mean, he recognized that he was being videotaped. He could have just shot him down cold-blooded.
And took the phone.
So, yeah, he could have.
Mm-hmm. Technology does get the plot would have thickened.
Yeah. The plot would have thickened if that was happening.
Yeah, because people had to figure out.
No, absolutely, but I think I agree with Hot Chocolate, though, when she said that, you know, I wish he had just kind of stayed undercover, because, I mean, clearly he had to release the video. So the moment he decided to release the video, he kind of exposed himself. Then he couldn't pull it back. But,
at all.
I mean, I wish that he could have stayed a little bit more low-key, because I don't want him now to be in jeopardy of losing his life over racism, and cops being held accountable for what they've not been held accountable for up to this point. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the death of Walter Scott out of South Carolina, shot 8 times in the back on Saturday, video released yesterday by an innocent bystander who happened to just be in the right place at the wrong time.
And can we just also note that, okay, so the officer's name is Michael Schlager, and he was 33 years old and has been arrested and charged with murder. Mr. Scott was 50 years old. So it wasn't like he was some young boy, and they were, this was an older gentleman. This is somebody our uncle's age. You know what I mean? Like, it has to stop.
I think the video still could have been released in a manner where, you know, they blurred out his face and, you know, altered his
voice. Yeah, like disguised his voice.
Right.
I really
hope that he doesn't endure what I think he's going to.
I hope not. God forbid.
Yeah, because cops going to get a whiff of where he stay, the area he's staying. Oh, man. Patrol going to pick up over there for no reason now. And, you know what I mean?
Let me ask you guys this, because the information that I'm providing, I'm getting from NBC News, and they said that Santana, the gentleman who did the recording, he turned the video over to the Scott family. So he didn't turn it into police or anything like that. He turned it into the Scott family. My question is, how did you know who his family was? Or did they, you know what I mean? Or did they come out to the...
Well, it's a hood. It's the hood. You. If you live
true
in a
enough,
hood, you know
yeah.
you live in a hood.
Yeah, it'll
yeah,
get around in 20 minutes.
And forget
gotcha.
About the hood. Yeah. Let's just talk about just community.
Neighbors, period.
Yeah.
Neighborhood, period. Right.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Hey, it's 9:18. We're going to pause for the calls, come right back on the other side of this. We want to hear from you. Listen, black men are getting shot down on a daily. Finally, we can prove what's really happening, and clearly it's nonsense. We're going to pause for the calls. Come right back after this. It's just stupid. This is just stupid.
Yeah. It's so funny.
Be right back.
Hey, brand new man.
I give nothing but a beat. Pumps are about to get beat down. I give nothing but a beat. Pumps are about to get beat down.
One day when I was riding on the train, I seen these two kids talk. Mexican. My Danubian rain had fallen. I didn't say nothing because these kids caught my goat. You pull my coat like a murder that they wrote. So this kid with mouth swagging outplays the cloak and dagger. So I got to show you some macho lock that I am. I could rock a jam, make the world drop camo. Yes, I'm the bad man, and bad men were black. And if it comes to drop a bomb, say it with that. Now watch the freak block flow, rip up a party, dance all night, and at the end, call the party. You won't adopt the style that was made from my mom and my dad when I was young. I used to run with a notepad. Then time flew, and somehow I knew that I was bad through the road. Black prodigy since the age of 20. I could write a rhyme, rip it up, and write the next one right on the spot. Sign my name with the dot, diamond, beat me a smooth beat. Bronx, crack, roar, stick up your whack jam, everybody hit the floor. Okay, it's you, Slim, the hard rhyme, cover pack, the one to kneel to the brothers. You must be holding for something good in his chest, now his whole body's swollen. Why did I have to do it? He asked for it, his man saw it, so it don't mean jack to me. He's gone, that's how I'm supposed to be. Check it out now. I ain't going out, man, that's your style is dead. Have you heard what I said? If not, answer dread. He got a cannon, that's bad. Send my love to the one that I got from my old dad.
Was flash when a sucker tried to rob me for my cash. You thought you had a sweet big nice pick, but you didn't anticipate that I might be sick. Now who's the trick? Cause I'm not a up.
No.
I always do the selling. If I gotta do the swelling, my Nike will be smelling your rectum till you learn. Brand newbie, yo, you gotta respect them, dissect them, yo. A word is born regardless. To whom or what to do, the puma strut and step the hell off before I punch you in your face with a goddamn bass. Then you're gonna taste blood in your mouth. It's gonna flood south to the ground. Then you're gonna know I don't play around. So if you think you had two soft new jacks, we're gonna have to off you with a few cracks to the jaw. Then you won't pop that junk no more. Explain it to your punk friends you're laying on the floor. Did you want some more? I didn't think so. Just got whipped like the sissy in the clink. So I suggest you take your bloody mess and find a piece of wire. Fix a broken jaw, then it's time to retire. Lord Jamal will live long, cause I give strong blows to the heads of my foes. Dread flows, gives me power as it grows. Watch out, rock slider, you catch the speed, not heed not. And hell will be your home, Lord Jamal to die. As you swell your dome.
Pump your bumps, you can't be down.
Nonsense, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, brother, you think we fell over, but we definitely didn't fall.
Word up, get knocked out with that deal, you know what I'm saying?
Word up, Bronx crews know the flavor.
Word up, Brooklyn Queens know the flavor.
Uptown crews, Cortland Ave, Malibu.
You know what I'm saying? Can't call it on that nonsense, though.
Brand new me kicking black facts.
For the 90s and beyond, y'all. All punks,
yeah.
I'm getting beat down.
Your man starts. Tim Lyman, Radio Live. It's 9:23 p.m. here on the East Coast. I'm Adam Boston. Yo, oh, it's also 6:24 in on the West Coast. And everybody in the middle, you know, you got to figure it out on your own. Tonight, we are talking about the South Carolina cop that was charged with murder on this past Tuesday of Walter Scott. Yo, this is so, there's video proof, so there's no backpedaling of any kind that could happen. And, of course, our prayers go out to the Scott family and also everybody that's actually affected, even the police officer and his family, because I can only imagine being in that situation as a human being, you know, taking off the badge and removing the clothes of it. We're all human, you know, but
possibly being locked up with some of the people that you help lock up as well.
Right. They're going to have to put him in session.
Oh,
yeah,
might get
some kind of special. Oh, of course. I think it's going to get more ugly for him than it would for Mr. Santana.
Absolutely.
You know, hopefully, we hope.
Well, on the inside, at least. On the inside,
right.
At least.
Right, right.
But on the outside, we don't know what's going to happen to homie. You know, like
and
I said, just hope
he
keep head on the swivel from now on.
He's going to have to ride it out.
Right.
Yeah. Keep your head on the swivel,
well,
homie.
Because, okay, so apparently South Carolina, they're not wearing body cameras yet. But had been, what was it, the mayor announced Wednesday that that Swagger, Officer Swagger was fired. He also ordered body cameras for the police force. And so every officer on the street will wear one after a policy is established. That, you know, and oh, so look, I left this part out. When the police chief, Eddie Drigger, saw the footage, he stated that he was sickened by what he saw. So it wasn't even like he just took the officer's side outright. He was wrong. In every way that he went about it, he was wrong.
Absolutely.
And being that Officer Swagger was fired, you know that the police, because, you know, they have like this fund or whatever that, like, if you're a police officer, something happens, you know, they help pay for your court costs and, you know, provide you with, you know, particular lawyers and such. He has no access to any of that.
Yeah.
None.
No more.
You know, so
let him get a little a dose of taste of our medicine. You know what I'm saying? Or others that's less fortunate's medicine. You know what I mean? Don't have
right.
an important cast as others would find in these times of struggle. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, see how it feel. You know, I know it doesn't make up for anything or doesn't, you know,
by no means
justify
right.
the action. By no means doesn't make up for or what's been going on for years and years and years, but at the same time, I mean, hey, you know, at least let him get a taste, so, you know, it could be made an example of as far as I see, I guess.
Right. Like they do,
I guess.
The criminal, just like he's a regular criminal now. He's not a police
right.
officer. Now he's just a regular criminal. That is so frustrating.
Yeah.
Running that fast. I'm sitting here watching the footage again.
Yeah,
not even
you watching on CNN.
That.
The man
yes.
is 50 years old. How fast
he
is
he?
He could have caught him.
Like, he could have caught him
and cuffed him. He did not have to shoot that man in his back.
He could have caught him trying to hop that fence because that fence is like
right.
too high for a 50-year-old in his shape to hop. That is
right.
what I'm saying.
You,
a young nimble cat
like
can be a one hopper.
He could barely
right.
run.
Because when they were first talking about it, I was thinking it's some young dude. I was thinking of some young dude or something. I'm like, oh, Jesus. This is somebody's uncle.
Yeah.
I mean, of course it's somebody's daddy, but...
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Seven times,
it's
and then paused and shot an eighth time. Because seven wasn't enough.
This song is old, man. It's an old
right.
song right now, B. And it's just like, you know... And the thing about it is, you know, I do the social media thing. For the most part, I scroll through different feeds and see what different posts people share and everything like that. But it's just odd to me. Like, I sometimes question myself or question the validity of these reports that I see. But it's like every other day, or at least on a weekly basis, there's somebody shot by some police. And I saw a sickening stat that it said that. I think it says since March of, I don't know if it was this year or last year or something like that, cops have killed more than the UK has
oh, yeah.
killed since 1900.
Right.
Since 1900.
And they don't even carry
the
weapons.
Cops kill, they don't carry weapons. Only like the top dog detectives and that they call inspectors over there, they
right.
carry the weapons. Everybody
right.
else is on foot patrol with the billy club. And, you know, and they scrap over there. They fight over there.
Right.
You know what I mean? And they said since 1900, police have killed more people over here since March, I want to say. I don't know if it was this year or last year. I can't remember the stat verbatim. But regardless of the fact, whether it's in a year's time or a month and a half's time,
it's still too much.
That is out of control. out of control.
Especially with the reasoning. The reason being, I was in fear for my life. How are you in fear for
And you got the gun.
You have the gun, and he's running away from you.
You got the gun. Away from you. Yo, and then I saw another joint on there. I knew it was an old clip that I seen about a year, maybe so ago, about how the cops had this lady stopped in a minivan, and she hop out with a Michael Myers butcher knife and try to stab both of them, and she just gets tackled. Not to say, you know, she should have shot the lady or anything like that, but all I'm saying is, like, yo, the double standard is real, B. You know what I mean?
It definitely is.
The double standard is real.
Like dark skin.
Super real.
Like darker skin is more apt to be able to withstand the pain, or they deserve it more, or it's none of it's right. None of it's right. It pisses me off.
And I don't know. Also, like I said, I do social media thing a lot. I don't know. Also, if you guys have seen the joint with a southern white guy, the heavyset white guy, was in his truck talking about how the fear, like what the white people really fear and why they react certain way towards black people and everything like that, and you know his reasonings behind it, claiming it's a white supremacist nation and it was built on white supremacy. All this, I mean, he was dropping bombs. The video, if you look it up on Facebook, y'all, is the name. His name is Brian Witt, W-H-I-T.
Okay.
Brian Witt. You saw that joint? It's called, and he titled the caption. He captioned the video, "Fear of a Black Nation," and it already has 2.5 million views on it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I didn't
and
even watch
really
it.
He was dropping
bombs
on
it.
Nah, but you should watch it. I mean, it kind of just further validates the point that, you know, a lot of points that we hit on the normal about the situations that, you know, that rear his head a lot of times, but to hear, you know, just to hear, you know, somebody else besides us speaking of the same truths and the same, you know, undercover reasoning and the same,
it sounds different
or psychological training. It sounds different coming from somebody else's mouth.
It
that
comes
looks like the people who,
exactly.
You know what I mean?
Do you remember
saying
it ain't true till you hear from a white man's mouth?
Yeah, hey, people don't believe it until that happens. It's
I'm
sad.
Right.
It may sound, it may be cliche, but
that's what it is.
It's true.
And the reason why I feel it's true is because that there has not been a time since the United States has been formed where the black man or any minority was the majority outside of the white, you know, Caucasians. And I'm going to say Caucasians because the fact of them coming from over, you know, coming from overseas. Hell, my mother's an immigrant. You know what I mean? So I totally get it.
I mean, for what it's worth,
you know,
if you want to go there, if you want to go there for what it's worth, they immigrants too.
Right.
So, I mean, if you want to go there for
right.
real,
yeah.
This ain't their real country. They
exactly.
just bogarted the whole thing and called it their own because nobody stopped them.
We found it first, quote unquote, found it first. With people already here.
No.
Yeah, you found it. I got that in trouble in elementary school, B. I got in trouble in elementary school because of that crap. Because I was like, when they said Columbus found what?
No, I said, so what? You got in trouble. Good. I'm glad you did. Standing up.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I got in trouble a lot.
Yeah,
but look, because they said that Columbus, you know, had found, you know, the United States or whatever. And I was like, well, how is that possible if they were eating with people that they didn't bring over there? Like, those people weren't with them. Where they come from?
Right.
Don't ask those type of questions. That's not in the book.
Exactly. Exactly, man. It's crazy. I mean, you know, and there was other studies that have shown. And I read this. I forgot the exact source, so, you know, forgive me for not being able to quote it properly. I know we're getting off topic a little bit, but I'm going to bring it back around after this point I want to make, too, about this whole Columbus discovering America. First of all, he got lost. Secondly,
right.
The person who navigated him to the waters over here was a black man. Third of all, the...
Moore. Don't forget that.
There were studies of, like, the Native Americans that were here prior to Columbus's arrival. of their, like, you know, remains or whatever, and there was, like, tobacco or some kind of herb that was found in their blood, in their system, that was only found on the continent of Africa. So right. Who really discovered what first is, you know, we split hairs on that all day, but, you know, like,
well,
I
keep
said,
in mind,
it's all about who has control of writing the history.
Keep in mind that at that time frame, the continents were a lot closer.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, you know, some of those treks, that's why some of those treks were made by foot when there were no boats, because the continents weren't connected.
And, I mean, you know, yeah, I mean, like I said, I can go on.
That's where they get from the Asiatic black man. Yeah, they get that because why? All this stuff is connected.
Everything's connected.
Everything, yeah. Everything is relative.
But that's why it's called history, because it's his story.
Story. Come
his
on.
Story.
Yo, it's 9:35. We're gonna check back with y'all after this right here. Thank y'all for watching.
I'm about to go get my Afro pick with a fist on it. No one
yo,
ain't got
I'm
no hair in my damn head.
Yo, I'm about to go get my bean pie, B.
That's right. You get your dashiki, Gina. Stop playing. You know you still got one.
Okay. And put your prayer cloth on, because it's time to pray.
That's right. And on that note, we're going to listen to some straight ratchet music right now. Straight ratchet music. better have my money. Oh, man.
Yep.
Oh, man. Better have it.
Yeah.
Better have it. Not some, but all my cash.
All my cash.
Oh, I'm getting my foot.
Erudite.
9:40, y'all. You still tuned in with the best internet radio show you can find right now. We are still here talking about this, the uproar of the unfortunate events that took place over the weekend in South Carolina of Walter Scott being brutally murdered at the hands of the police for a broken taillight. And we're still in the midst of discussing a lot of the, I would say, the redundancy of this situation and a lot of the claims that have, the cries that have gone unheard prior to the emergence of smartphones and social media to come to some kind of rescue of the people that got the short end of the bargain on these situations. We left off talking about, you know, how a lot of the history of this country has been skewed and rewritten for the sake of others to benefit from. I don't know if you also heard about what went on this weekend, also about the with the Black Girls Rock special that came on, and how there was in the Twitterverse, the hashtag White Girls Rock. How it's like, you know, they call him Michelle Obama. It says one of them tweeted, said this fired off at Rose Victorian tweeted, Michelle Obama is the most inappropriate first lady in our nation's history. Disgusting racist, hashtag white girls rock.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah.
Yes, because y'all haven't been celebrated all your lives and all your
ancestors'
you know, lives.
And you know what?
Okay. That's why I'm like, middle finger. Like, really.
And that's what it was, an article in Black Enterprise with Beverly Bond. I believe she was the founder of the Black Girls Rock event. She responded back to it like, you know, he said, when I heard of the hashtag White Girls Rock that trended on my Twitter, my immediate reaction was, well, duh, of course,
right.
White Girls Rock. Are they unaware? Bond
right.
writes, white women's beauty, talent, diversity, and worldly contributions are affirmed everywhere on billboards, on television, in magazines, and in textbooks.
All
she says she points out that black women, however, are not so frequently reminded of their contributions. The participants in the White Girls Rock hashtag, who heralded accusations of reverse racism, failed to acknowledge the history of racism in media, including the perpetual absence of diverse stories and representations of black women.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like, you know, the insecurities that are abundant in this situation
okay.
is asinine right now. It's asinine, it's asinine 10, it's asinine 50. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's crazy.
Asinine 100.
I'm just trying to say, I mean, you know, just keep it funky. Like, you know, from the beginning when, you know, the movies and everything was going on, y'all were casted as the most beautiful people. The standard was raised. The standard was coined with the European look.
Right.
Blonde hair, blue eyes, or the blue eyes, the deep blue eyes, and you had the green eyes.
Mm.
And you had all these other colors that prominent in anybody else's race but the
right.
European race. So it's
right.
like, you know, like I said, nothing against them. You know, I love all my brothers and sisters. I love, you know, every race out there, whatever, but, you know, we just can't seem to gloss over these unwritten lies or these different things that are swept under the rug or glossed over for the sake of somebody's approval, for the sake of somebody's self-esteem and confidence, stuff like that. You know, it's
right.
just the lies showing insecurities, man. Like, you know, give a brother a chance. You know what I'm saying? Shit, we can't win for losing. My God,
exactly.
Trying to uplift ourselves after all these years of being beat down and persecuted for no reason. Trying to do something positive.
And that's
I mean?
The thing. The masses are afraid. Exactly. But they're afraid that, and which really doesn't even make any sense, because I think I said this maybe not too long ago. I didn't see that many black people on TV until we had a black president. After he was elected, it seemed like every commercial that came out had at least one black person in it. But before that, I'll say outside of like the Cosby Show, Different World, stuff like that. We didn't have anything else.
I kind of beg to differ on that a little bit, because I think we were making our presence known after the 90s came and went. When the 90s hit, I think that was our time to shine, because that was when, like,
Bill Clinton was in.
Kind of not even just that, but just our exposure in pop culture became so. We had such a stronghold.
They couldn't ignore it.
On
right.
pop
we
culture,
in.
They could. They
we
couldn't ignore
in.
It.
We were. In.
We were in style at that point. We were still scared of. They were still scared of us. Don't get it twisted.
Right.
Everybody was still scared of us, but we were embraced more because their kids were listening to our music. Their kids were watching
right.
us on TV in certain sports. Their kids were watching our shows, our movies, all of the stuff that we finally had a chance to express through the media aspect of it all.
Right.
You know, minus the negative picture that I've been painted from time to time on the news when the crack phase was in and everything. It kind of got, negated from all of that negative exposure, but all the other contributions that we made to pop culture, we made the music, made the sports, and everything else like that, records were being broken. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
From Michael Jackson on. You know what I mean?
Right.
You couldn't deny
now,
it at that at a certain point.
And you're absolutely right. And also look at the fact that I almost fell into that thought process of, at one point they were like, okay, the only thing black kids can do is grow up and play basketball or play some sort of sports or X, Y, Z, blah, blah, blah. I found that to be, somebody's trying, it's like reverse psychology, like trying to
mm-hmm.
tell you that, yeah, that's not, like trying to downplay it like it's nothing because they don't want their kids' spots to be taken. That's all that was. You know what I mean? But it took me a minute to realize that that's what it was and not just, oh, we ain't nothing because all we can do is this. You know what I mean? Like,
sometimes it boils down to sometimes, not all, but some of the mentalities that was going on back then is still kind of prominent today in certain aspects of the game. Is one of Public Enemy's albums, Save a Black Planet.
Yeah.
It boils down to that a lot. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's unfortunate, but it is truth is truth. You know what I mean? Numbers don't lie. You know what I mean? So,
right.
But
it's very disheartening.
Yeah, but
that
white girls rock thing kind of threw me for a loop a little bit too, because it's like y'all got your white girls rock every time the VMAs come on, every time the Grammys come on,
Grammys,
every time the
Oscars,
the MTV Awards come on, every time
Tony
you know
Awards,
what I'm saying, so, the
Tony,
any kind of award.
That's a campaign.
That celebrate
rock. That's a campaign.
No. No, that it was in response to the Black Girls Rock program that was on BET over the weekend with Michelle Obama on it and everything. She was really supporting the cause, and
right.
It started a trend on the Twitterverse about how White Girls Rock had to say that's reverse racism and Michelle Obama was the most inappropriate first lady in our nation's history. She's a racist and all the stuff like that. And the lady I think her name was Beverly Bond, I believe, who responded to it because I think she was the creator of the Black Girls Rock program. She was like, when she saw the White Girls Rock hashtag, she was like, well, duh, we know this already. You know what I'm saying? Your style and your contributions have been celebrated for centuries, for years in this country. And all we were trying to do was just prop ourselves up on the leaner side to give us a little confidence in ourselves to remind us that we still have our say in a lot of things, that we still relevant. So, and it kind of set off a little controversy over the weekend on Twitter about the Black Girls Rock thing or whatever.
Good grief.
Yeah, it is. I just say it's insecurities, man. It's a lot of insecurities that's out there that, that's showing signs of some kind of solidarity within us as a people, and had more of these unfortunate events that keep happening to us in a grand scheme of things, is only there's a limit. They're coming close to that line drawn in the sand, whether they know it or not. And I don't know what it's going to take for them to, for everybody, I guess, to respond as, you know, y'all keep finally stepped over the line, now it's time to react. But, I mean, you could feel the tension in the air. It's bubbling up, and it's just, I don't know, it's just going to be, it's going to be different. It's going to be different. It's the only word I could use.
I mean, it's just so sad. I mean, it's like so many. It's deep. Like, how do we? I guess my question is, how do we combat that besides what's being done already? You know, just being willing to record something that you feel is an atrocity. Or, you know, or dehumanizing.
I know one thing for damn sure. I know my rights now. I know a couple of lawyer friends that I talk to about, you know, the how far traffic stops can go and all that stuff like that. And, you know, I know my rights as a civilian and as somebody, especially if all my paperwork on my car is clean or whatever like that. I know what I can say no to, and I know what I don't have to agree to. And, yes, I do have a smartphone. So, yes, I will be recording this every time. And thank God I haven't been stopped in years saying anything. You know, and I don't want that situation to come up. But in the event that it does, you know, I'm going to handle myself accordingly. But at the same time, I'm not going to be taken advantage of either. Because, you know what I'm saying, I'm not your average bear.
And you know what, though? I found that, like, even the difference between states on how police, you know, handle, I guess, suspects from state to state, it differs. But then at the same time, they're still killing these young men or men in alarming rates. And you see these other people, like the other, was it one man was in the middle of the, in the middle of the street. I don't know what the hell he was swinging, but they didn't shoot him, and he was close as hell to him. It was something like, what did they say? In the article, it was about them being at least 21 feet away. That's when they can shoot. Like, you know what I'm saying? They feel, they won't even 21 feet away, and they just wrap them up, tackle somebody, grab the weapon. But if it would have been a black man, that would not have happened that way.
Yeah. And real talk, I you know, one of my cousins is a cop for D.C., Washington, D.C., and I asked him, I was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, do we really have to answer questions when it comes to that? Because I know there's a video out where this white guy didn't stop purposely. He's saying, I don't answer questions. And that's a response to everything. You know what I mean? But I asked her, do we have to answer questions or anything? She was like, yo, you don't have to say nothing for real. You don't, like, you know, what's the first part of Miranda rights? You have the right to remain
silent.
You don't have to answer anything, real talk. You don't have to say anything to any kind of police officer.
Right. Because anything you said,
they're trying to build the case. They're trying to build it against you. So they was like, real talk, all you have to do, you know, if it's not valid, or it's not, you know, if it's not congruent with what they're stopping you for, you don't have to answer that question. But anyway, yo, check it out. 9:53. We got a couple minutes left in the show. We're going to go to take a quick break. We're going to come right back up and wrap it up, y'all. Team Hyman Radio, we'll be right back.
They said no rules, man.
Hey.
It's back to the bottom, man. She said it's your life. But every night she called me, said she want to love me. She said it's your life. But every night she called me, said she want to love me. She said it's your life. But every night she called me, said she wanna love me. She said that she don't like me. But every night she called me, said she wanna love me. She be looking right around my way. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm okay.
I'm okay.
I go to any club, I don't bet. And you don't want no bad on the dead body.
No.
She thought I was gon' violate. Thought I was cheating, she was climbing up the basket. Try to catch me with my pants now. She let me beat it on the mat.
He said that he don't like me. But every night he called me, said he wanna fuck. He said that he don't like me. But every night he called me, said he wanna fuck. He said that he don't like me. But every night he called me, said he wanna fuck. He said that he don't like me. But every night he called me, said he wanna fuck. He be getting money in the town. ask me where I'm at, I'm around.
I'm around.
He called me the queen, I got a crown. Everywhere I go, I shut it down. He thought I tried to line him. Thought I was leaving, poked a hole in the condom. Tried to show me he was serious. He tried to eat it on my period.
She said it's your life. But every night she called me, said she wanna love me. She said that she don't like me. But every night she called me, said she wanna love me. She said that she don't like me. But every night she called me, said she wanna love me. She said that she don't like me. But every night she called me, said she wanna love me. I be browsing in the. Matter of fact, I be salsa in the. I'm a ringer in the. No one for the ringer for the. I be solo in the. Matter of fact, I throw a dumbo in the. I be seasoning in the. Go to sleep and start dreaming in the. Yeah. She said it's your life. But every night she called me, said she wanna love me. She said that she don't like me. But every night she called me, said she wanna love me. She said that she don't like me. But every night she called me, said she wanna love me. She said that she don't like me. But every night she called me, said she wanna love me.
Non-56. Hey, thanks for rocking with us, everybody. We about to get up out of here back Friday, 9 p.m. A staggering statistic CeeLo just shared off the air. Repeat that. 300 plus what?
312 police murders, mostly of African people, well, African-American people, from January 1st up until yesterday, which was April 7th. Yeah, so that's more than three a day.
Unbelievable. 312
shot in 4 months.
With I'm going to say probably almost 99% of them getting off. We've only heard one police officer being charged with murder, at least publicly anyway, with this incident that just surfaced yesterday that took place Saturday. 312 predominantly black males shot to death in America between January and yesterday. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Very.
I don't know. Take care of yourselves, people. You got to educate yourselves first and foremost, and then educate your children and your and the community that you're in. And that's what we're here for as well at TM Hyman Radio. So we'll check y'all out on Friday. Thank you for listening. We love y'all. Madam Boston, that's the Hot Chocolate, Mr. Hyman, Sage James, and we are out. Whatever you do, do it well.
Yep. See you on Friday.
Yo.
Unbelievable. Learn your rights. Learn your rights.
That's real talk, man. Learn what these police can and can't do to you and these stops, man. If they ain't got no reason, don't let them have one. You can say no. Don't be scared to say no, you can't search my whip. No, I'm not opening my glove.
Hey, but don't act crazy, though. Don't act crazy.
I mean, answer respectfully. Don't get it twisted. You know, be well within your manners when you're talking because ultimately, you know, they got the upper hand because they got the badge and the gun. You know what I'm saying?
Tell
but
them
at the same time.
Your compartment is locked, so is your trunk in the back,
that.
And you know you're
right.
So you're going to need a warrant for that.
Warrant for that. That's right. You got 99 problems, and your ass ain't one. Damn right.
Ain't one of them.
Peace.
Damn straight. Yeah, man. Yo, this protein shake that I had today, yo, this gas I have right now is tremendous.
Okay, you know what? You could have kept
oh, my gosh.
See y'all Friday. Sorry
drink
about
some green tea.
That,
drink some green tea.
Either. It's going to get worse. Holla at y'all.
Oh, bye.
Did it again.
Really?
Did it again. I did it again.
Sexy.
All right, here we
see how you do, y'all?
Yeah, see ya.
Hey.
Radio show. See him behind the live.